Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M, brought to you thanks to the Orange City Centre. And joining us online this morning from Orange Council, it's Councillor Jo McCrae. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Now, plenty to talk about. Big meeting on Tuesday night. Now, Orange 360 have got some funding here to ensure the tourism boom continues and people don't lose jobs in our tourism sector.
Yeah, this is a combined effort with Cabon and Blaney Councils also contributing $50,000 each. But this funding really will go to that marketing of Orange as a destination. We know that that's for now, but it's also into the future. When we see these, you know, domestic borders open, we'll see so much tourism demand, and it's important that Orange is on the front foot. I do know that people have concerns about how we're managing visitors, but I believe that there's good work being done by our accommodation operators, our cafes, our restaurants. We've got to keep up those efforts. But look, a wise decision to support this sector of our economy, which has been impacted significantly over the last, probably not just the last 6 months with COVID, but previous to that with bushfire smoke and other issues with the environment as well. So good news for the tourism sector.
Yeah, and if I can just add, people are nervous about that, but I guess we can only go as good as our track record, and that has been 4 months since the June long weekend, since tourism went through the roof here. And we haven't had one issue in the last 4 months. So that's got to account for something. All right. Now, if there are other organisations hearing this and going, well, if Orange 360 got some coin, where's my share of the money? What do they need to do?
Look, my first suggestion is contact council staff. You know, find out what is available to support events, to support community groups. But look, if you don't ask, you don't get. Council does need to assess all of the applications that come before us. So, you know, get on the front foot and put your hand up and see what support is available from your local council.
Okay. Now, one of the other things that was discussed was the Towick Park development. Now, people need to be clear, this is in its very initial stages. There's no heavy machinery going and ripping up paddocks and things like that at the moment. This is still at a very early planning stage.
Neil, this is a draft planning agreement. It does have a few more steps to go, but this planning agreement will go on public exhibition, and it's about making sure that this new development will be able to be supported. It's a large lot urban area, and it's about providing amenities for horse owners to live in close proximity to a fantastic facilities out at Towick Park. So stay tuned, but it's the first step in this LEP amendment.
Yeah, and with it could also bring some revitalisation to Towick Park, which I think is much needed as well. All right, now the Resource Recovery Centre, let's talk about that. That has been absolutely chockers. They're queuing up to get in.
Look, it is that type of activity that brings us all together in spring, queuing up to drop things off at the recovery centre. And look, it's important to remember so many of the things that we use can be reused by others. So, look, if it's a recyclable, whether it's your pile of cardboard, maybe it's your, well, you're not going to take your bottles and cans there these days. They're usually going to go to earn and return. But there's so many things that you can take to the recovery centre for no charge, and they're going to be used by other people. If it's your old furniture, those shelves, that old dining table that nobody's picked up off buy, swap and sell, pop out to the recovery centre. But if you're concerned about cost and whether you're going to have to pay a fee, jump onto the council website. It tells you what items are going to be charged, but they're mainly the industrial types of items. So if you're concerned, give council a buzz, find out what you can dispose of for free, and make sure that we're looking after the environment by not dumping things irresponsibly into other areas of town. Alternatively, hang on to it. We do know that that bulky waste collection is planned for across the city in February. I know that feels like a long time to wait, but if you can tell me how else we can manage to do a pickup for every part of town with, you know, the number of residents we have without 6 months of planning, I'd love to hear from you. Mm. So February, if you want it picked up from your home. Otherwise, pop it out to the recovery centre and stay informed of how you can better use our environmental waste facilities.
And you never know who you might meet out there. I guarantee it'll be somebody you know. I'm with Councillor Jo McCrae from Orange City Council. Thanks for the update and have a good day. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Neil.